Okay, good morning. We are we're in the middle of Shin Yud Chet Bisho. We're starting Shin Yud Chet today's Seif Vav. I just want to go back to one thing important. We discussed Bishul Akum. So we learned on Thursday, we mentioned that a chole, for anyone who's sick, even if he's only Ein Bo Sakana, so pretty low level. So Ein Bo Sakana, he's just sick that day. If there is no food, question is, what is there's no food in the house? Tuna, more than that, whatever. But certainly if there is no food, whatever that is, you're 100% allowed, lechatchila, to ask a goy to cook for you on Shabbos. That means he can start the flame, he can cook it, so it's full-blown bishul al yedei non-Jew, and that's normally full-blown bishul akum. So we said 100% on Shabbos itself, everyone agrees, 100% mutter to eat. That's not a problem. What happens after Shabbos? What do you do with that food for him or any of his friends? Can they eat it? Do we say that since it was cooked beheter, and now since it was kosher, even though it's normally bishul akum, Chazal Gazru and him, they make all the rules. So since beheter it was done, forever it's beheter, you can always eat it, it's kosher food. Or do you say it reverts back to it was like, it really was bishul akum, but the special dispensation during Shabbos, you can eat it, and then once Shabbos is over, it becomes aser again. So, happens to be, the most poskim clearly say, it's 100% mutter forever. It's no bishul akum, once it was done beheter, there's no bishul akum on this forever. That's the Rama, the Gra, the Magen Avraham, the Shach, Aruch HaShulchan, and one page of the Mishnah Berurah. There's another page of the Mishnah Berurah where he writes, we have it in Shin Yud Chet in the beginning, and it's brought up again in Shin Chaf Chet. That's where it's discussed more. And so in one page he says it's mutter, and the other page he says it's aser, like the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So those are two opinions. And it definitely, to me, seems like an absolute stira in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in Shin Chaf Chet. Shin Chaf Chet. I had it here. If you want to know the page, it's in the middle, around Kaf Aleph. It's not exactly there. It's somewhere on that page where it's Seif Kaf Aleph. I believe that's where it is. Anyway, and then it's also discussed, the Ramah is in Yeridea, Kuf Yud Gimel, towards the end, Kuf Yud Gimel. So there is two answers for the Mishnah Berurah to say, in other words, all the poskim, none of the poskim make any kind of a chiluk. Only the Mishnah Berurah, there's no sphere that I know by any other poskim. It's either Mutter or Aser. Only the Mishnah Berurah seems to have two different opinions on two different pages. Two different explanations to explain the Mishnah Berurah could be, to say it's not a stira in himself, is that one he wrote, one his sons wrote, or that it depends if it's a chole sheyesh bo sakana, and one case is a chole sheein bo sakana. But that's not the normative way of looking at it. Okay, let's continue with Vav. Kli sheyesh bo davar cham sheyad soledet bo. Now you have a kli, and it's hot with yad soledet bo. Mutar l'anichol b'Shabbat al gabei kedera hatzmuna kedei sheishamer chumo v'lo yitztanen. So he says over here, you're allowed to take this kedera and even you're allowed to do hatzmana with it. If you're putting hatzmana with something else that was already had hatzmana from Erev Shabbos. Right, this is going back to what we learned earlier. If you have, you did hatzmana with something and if it became an Erev Shabbos. And during Shabbos, the blanket, whatever you did Atmana with, got lifted up, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. It already you had Atmana from before. Here he adds, you can even add a new kli to what was Atmana. The new item never did had Atmana, and it's still very hot. Since you're only adding to something else, and Atmana is al darabanan, you're allowed to. There is an opinion who's machmer, but you're allowed to. Okay? V'yachol atuach pi bebatzek, im yesh la batzek shenila shmetmol. And you're allowed to also seal off a container with dough can't use an item that you can easily do miruach with, to smear it with. You know, but a piece of it's pretty thick putty, and you can't really smear with it. So with using dough to close a container, a lid, that's okay. You know, so that the air doesn't escape. Aval. Ein manichin kli sheyesh bo davar she'eino cham kol kach al gabei kedera shehi chama kol kach she'elyon yachol litchamei mechuma ad shetehei yad soledet bo. So here, you're not allowed to make something that's, however you want to understand it, even if we're saying something, so either it's not mevushal kol tzarko, and then you can't do anything that's going to make something that's yad soledet bo, but you're going to end up cooking. And even if it's mevushal kol tzarko, if it's a davar lach, if it's a liquid and it's cold and it's bishal achar bishal, so then you can't do hatmana with something. You can't add a kli that's cold to something else through hatmana if it's going to turn it into yad soledet bo. I mean, it's pretty simple. You can't take anything that's not fully cooked, or you can't take anything that's a davar lach and warm it up to yad soledet bo. Zayin. There's a few examples that keeps repeating this idea that you can't make something yad soledet bo if it's going to make it cook. Zayin. Yesh mefarshim dahad shayla niach kli sheyesh bo davar cham al gabei kedera hatmuna afilu kli atachton ale eish shari. So this is the halacha that you're allowed to take food and put it on top of a kedera. You have a dish, a pot on the stove, and it's covered up. You can even add something in the hatmana on top of this kli, on top of this pot that's cooking, even while it's on the fire. So on Shabbos, right, you can't take food, this goes back to what we learned earlier, you can't take something from the fridge and stick it straight onto the fire, right, mechsei kamevasha, it looks like you're cooking, but you are allowed to put it on top of a pot. Even if the pot is on fire, you're allowed to add it to it. Okay? V'yesh, and then right, we're assuming it's not an issue of bishal achar bishal, or it's bishal. So then it's not okay. But we're talking about, it's mevushal kol tzarko. Let's say a piece of meat, and it's dry. V'yesh mefarshim, but there is another opinion, not the halacha, she'im kli etachton ale esh le'olam aser. You can't do it if the bottom pot is on fire. If it's a kli rishon and it's hot, okay, you can do it, but not if it's on the fire. But we say you can eat. The first opinion is even on the fire, you can add it.
Okay.
Yeah, we all like the first opinion. And we see that the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah points it out. It follows when you read the Shulchan Aruch, the next one, Seif Chet. He says the first opinion near a Iker, and that goes on Chet and Zayin. So you'll see. Lehaniach davar kar. Now, what if you have something cold and you want to? So we're assuming right now it's a davar yavish. All right, we'll get to the davar lach soon. So if it's a davar yavish, it's dry and it's already fully cooked. So then you can put it on top of a mecham shahala esh. You can put it on top of something, on top of a pot that's on the fire. Yesh omrim shedino kamanicho keneged hamedura v'chol davar shemutar lanicho keneged hamedura b'makom shehayat soledet bo kegon sheyavesh mutar lanicho agabe mecham shagabe yesh. So then you're allowed to put it there, not a problem. You're allowed to put it on top of a mecham next to the fire, as long as it can't go straight onto the fire, but you can put it next to the fire or straight onto a pot that's on the fire. So that's what we just said already is okay. The second opinion says, no, this is like, since it's on the fire, the pot, it looks like it looks like it's the same gzera of putting it on the straight onto a kira on Shabbos. That's right, it'd be an Isser Derabanan if it looks like you're cooking. So then the second opinion says you're not allowed to. Even if it's already hot, you just want to keep it there to keep it warm. But the halacha follows the first opinion. In this case, the more makel opinion. But here he says, if it's a davar lach, so then it's a problem because of bishal achar bishal. Now, this is an important principle. The Shulchan Aruch writes, when is there bishul achar bishul bedavar lach? Only if it's mitzamek v'yafelo. If it's better when it keeps getting warmed up or heated up. However, if mitzamek v'ralo, but if it gets worse, it dries it out, it's already fully cooked. Now it's only going to dry it out more. It's not going to help anything. Or it just gets more of a burnt flavor and you don't like that. So then, it's 100% mutter. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah and generally by Ashkenazim is that it is asa. Even if it's mistamek viralo, then it's asa. By bishul achar bishul. Kav HaChaim just points out that if you're going to be mekel, make sure, like the Shulchan Aruch, make sure that you know for sure it's mistamek viralo. Because otherwise it's a chashash, even bishul daraisa, if you hold bishul achar bishul, which we do lechatchila. Okay, tet. Kli rishon. Perush ha-kli she-mishtamish bo ala-ish. So the kli rishon, it was on the fire. Even if you removed it from the fire, but it's still in that first pot, and it's yad seledet bo, mevashel kol zaman she-yad seledet bo. So then it is bishul daraisa. Lefichach, asur li-tein le-tocho tavlin. So you can't add spices into this kli rishon, even if it's off the fire. Aval melach, what about salt? Mutar li-tein le-tocho kevan she-viru me-ala-ish. But salt, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you're allowed to put salt into a kli rishon if it's off the fire. V'tzricha milcha bishula kibisra de Torah, because melach and a piece of meat from the cow needs more heat to cook. So if it's a kli rishon on the fire, of course it's aser. If it's a kli rishon off the fire, so the Shulchan Aruch is mekel and says you can add salt and you can add meat. It's not mevashel. Kli rishon is mevashel normally. Always if it's on the fire and normally if it's off the fire. But there's a few exceptions like salt and bisra de Torah. Cow meat. Okay. The Ashkenazim will see our machmer. V'yesh mi she'oser letet letoch kli zeh basar maluach afilu hu shel shor. There's an opinion that says it's aser. But the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that it's mutter. Haga, v'nir li de belo maloch nami aser ela de nakam maloch de belav achi aser mishum dam shabel. So the Rama basically says we're machmer, and it doesn't matter if it's salted or not salted. It needs to be salted so that you don't have a problem of cooking with blood. That's a separate issue. V'yesh osrim latet melach afilu bakli sheni kol zaman shehayat seledet bo. Now there are some who say even in a kli sheni it's aser to put it inside. We have machmer tavol la bracha. So really in a kli sheni it's not mevashel, but since there's an opinion, hamachmer tavol la bracha.
Don't we usually say when there are two opinions in the chagri, we usually go with the second one?
So that's by machmer the general rule, and again not everyone agrees 100%, but the general rule is stam v'yishomrim halacha kestam. But if it's yesh v'yesh, then halacha kebatra, the second yesh.
Right, so here you have the second yesh.
But the first one is a stam, there's no first yesh. It's a stam v'yesh.
Oh, it's stam v'yesh.
Right, and yesh misha omer is not necessarily the same as yesh omrim, but because that's usually just one sounds like more versus one opinion, but it's another small potential chiluk. V'yesh osrim latet melech afilu b'kli sheni kol zman shehayat zlobov. Okay, we read that. V'machmer tavol abracha v'im avar v'natan melech. And now if you put salt in there, afilu b'kli rishon, even in a kli rishon, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, stam opinion, afilu hu ala eish she'avad yisura mutar machal de melech batel agabei hamachal. So he points out, even if you made a mistake, certainly like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, but even if you did it while it was on the fire, and that is real bishul, he says it's okay, b'di'evid, because the melech is batel with the other melech that was already there, or the rest of the food. So therefore, it's b'di'evid, it's okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out that Right. Well, first of all, he points out that Rove Poskim go like the follow the Shulchan Aruch, but the Stam opinion, but Lechatchila the Ashkenazim are Machmer. And he also points out that when it comes to salt and sugar, normally nowadays it's already cooked. So since it's already cooked, it's we don't have bishul achar bishul with salt and sugar. There is an opinion that's machmer. In other words, we hold since right now it's a davar yavish, so therefore even though it's going to dissolve and become a liquid, or it can melt or dissolve, then we still hold it's a davar yavish because right now it's a davar yavish. So therefore, there's no bishul achar bishul. But there's an opinion that says if it's going to melt or dissolve, so it goes. We look at the after effect, and since afterwards it's more like a lach, like a liquid. So then, because of that, he says it's good to be machmer, to add sugar and salt, even though it's already cooked, into a kli sheni versus a kli rishon. But that's only a chumra, and one's allowed to even in a kli rishon, because there's mikar din. There's certainly no bishul achar bishul. Okay, yud. Asurli tain tavlin bekera vertale amikli rishon. So he points out tavlin spices, it only cooks in a kli rishon, and it also cooks within iroi kli rishon. Now we're pointing out now that, I mean, we're going to see as the contrast to soon, if you pour from a kli rishon, so the kli rishon, as long as we say it's not nifsak hakiluach, as long as the flow is attached to the pot, you're not like throwing it and then the splash of hot water, then it's separate. That's already considered a kli sheni. But if it's still attached with the flow of water to the original pot, so that has a din of an iroi, the pouring of a kli rishon, and that's called mevashel kedei klipa. It has cooks just a little bit. So that's only if you pour it onto a hard item. You pour it onto spices, something dry. You pour it onto a piece of meat. But if you're going to pour it into a liquid, so we're going to see that by a liquid, it's a little different. Mikar, well, so it depends how much, and when we get there in a moment, we'll see how that pans out for pouring into a liquid. An iri kli rishon doesn't always cook, because it's mevatel, or it gets cooled down from what's ever on the bottom. So we'll see. Yud aleph. Now here, an ambati perush kli sheroch etzbo, basically a bathtub. I think it would be much bigger than a regular bucket. It would have to be a big container. I think something that people can fit inside. Shel merchatz, right? This is what you bathe into. It's a bathtub. Shehi meleya mayim chamim, and it's full of huge hot water. You basically had a flame underneath it, and you boiled up a huge tub. So afal pi shehi kli sheni, and it could even be a kli sheni. I saw in Dirshu quoting Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I didn't look elsewhere, he says this is only a din derabanan. Because here, if it's a klisheni, because it's extremely hot and extremely large amount of water, so even in a klisheni, if it's really hot and it's huge, then it has a special din that you cannot add cold water into it. Because even though it's normally a kli sheni does not cook water, but here we have to be strict. Aval, but you could pour from the ambati, even if from a kli rishon. Mimayim chamim shebezeh ambati letoch ambati acher shel tzonen. But you can take water from a hot. You can take water from a hot from a kli rishon and pour that into another bathtub of cold water. Cold water on the bottom is cold, so as you pour in the hot water, the cold water doesn't get heated. It cools down the hot water. It doesn't heat up the cold water. So here it happens to be a machloket. Machloket achronim. The Tur says, even if the cold water is only a little bit, since the cold water is on the bottom, that's more powerful, tatar davar, and therefore you're allowed to even add hot water into cold water. But many Mishnah Berurah and other some other achronim, they say no, in order for it to be mutter, it has to be a lot of cold water. So that when you add the hot water, it cools down the hot water as opposed to heating up the cold water.
How should it make a difference, though, about how much cold water there is? Because at the end of the day, it's the element of the cold water which touches our water that's going to affect it, not the fact that something's 5-6 centimeters below it.
Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Pour a bit of hot water.
Pour hot water into cold water.
So the presumption is that it's okay because the cold water is cooling down our water. And there's
right.
The point is, why, according to the Torah, should it matter how much cold water there is?
No, so the Torah is the one who waits. It happens to be the Torah is the one who says it's mekel even if it's a little bit of cold water.
Oh, sorry. No,
but many of the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah, is machmer. It has to be.
Why being because it's not like the whole volume of cold water is touching the hot water. It's only relevant to the amount of cold water that comes into immediate contact with hot water.
Cover bottle.
So that's the question. I hear. But the point is, if you're having a lot of hot water, it's not getting cooled down. And there's a principle of Irei Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So just on the very top surface of the cold water, all that hot water is considered to be cooking the top surface. It's a question how to view it. Okay. If it would be simple, it wouldn't be a machlokas, right? Okay. Let's see. Let's go on, I think we covered this. Your base. Okay. Just to point out, so there is a very common question mark. What do you do if you want to pour hot water into a cup and that cup has cold water in there? Right? Many times you wash a cup and it's in the sink or the drain board, it's drying, but there's still some cold water in there. Or you have your klisheni cup that you have by your hot water urn, some people use. So you fill it up with hot water, you pour that in to make it a klisheni, if that's what you want to do. And now you want to keep using the same cup. But by the time you pour in the next cup, it cools down. So I'm just coming to bring it up. This just a food for thought. But there are definitely opinions who hold it's always aser. Some say it's mutter if it was originally cold, hot water. Because then it's a machlokas if you say bishalach or bishal by davar lach. And because there's other reasonings to think that maybe it's okay. So with a snif, you put them together, the more mekel. And some say even in a kli, even if it was always originally cold water, it's even then it's okay, because it's you're not mechaving for it, and it's like we said, into a kli tzonen maybe it's okay, and there are different opinions. But bottom line is whatever. Ask your rav, or maybe be machmer, maybe whatever. Believe it. It's a masa machlokas. Or just food for thought, or to look into. Yud bet. Mecham shepina mimenu mayim chamim. So now you have a hot water pot. You take it off. Mutar l'tein l'tocho mayim tzonein merubim kedei lehavshira. So now you're allowed to add a lot of cold water all at once in order to cool it down. Mutar l'tzuk mayim chamim l'toch mayim tzonein o tzonein l'toch chamim. So then, if it's not a klisheni, if it's in a klisheni, it's no problem for sure whatever you're doing to add a lot of cold water into hot or hot into cold. But if it's a kli rishon, so then that's where it could be a problem. Okay. Haga, v'ima mayim merubim kokach, and if it's a lot of water that you're pouring into, it's not going to get heated up. It's only going to warm up the cold water. Even in a kli rishon, it's for sure okay. As long as it's not on the fire. Right? If it's on the fire, it's going to keep on heating up. So for sure, that's a problem. Yud gimel. Mutar liten kiton shalmayim ashar mashkim yichli sheni sheyesh b'mayim chamin. So here you have cold water for the first time. It wasn't cooked yet. And it's in a kli sheni. Sheish b'mayim chamim. Sorry. You're allowed to pour it into a kli sheni. That's not a problem. But you're not allowed to take freshly cold water and pour it into a kli rishon that's yatzel leded bo. Even if it's off the fire, a kli rishon still cooks when it's still off, when it's off the fire. If it's still yatzel leded bo. But if it would be a klisheni that's off the fire, it's never cooks water, except for the one case of an ambati, which we mentioned. Okay. Just to point out, again, another machlokas is what to do with a ladle, like a soup ladle. So if it's a machlokas. Many opinions says if you're just quickly picking up, using the soup ladle quickly, just to pick it up, that turns it into a klisheni. But if you leave it in the soup for a little bit and it starts to, and it heats up like the rest of the pot, then for sure it becomes a kli rishon. So again, there are different opinions what to do, how to handle with the ladle, if it's considered a kli rishon or a kli sheni.
That means your soup bowl will be a kli shishi.
So that's the machloket, exactly. If the soup bowl is considered a kli sheni or a kli shishi, that's exactly the question. Very good. Okay, Yudalid. Mutar l'tein kiton. No, we read? No, yeah. Yudalid. Where are we? Should we just read one more, or should we stop maybe? Stop? More. Mutar l'tein kiton shamayim ashar mashkim kenegad ha'esh l'hafig tzinatan. You can put put water next to the fire in order to cool it, just to warm it up a little bit. But, ubivad sheyitneim rachok mi'ha'esh v'inyan she'enu yachol itchamim ba'otom makom ad shetehei hayad seledet. So we know, as long as we mentioned this many times now recently and also way before, you can take cold water and put it near a fire if it's not going to get hot. But if you're going to put it near the fire, close enough where it can get, right, it's cold water and it can reach, yad so let it bo, then it's aser. That's the only time it's aser. And he points out some. How is it? It's hard to tell yad soledet bo based on your fingers, because everyone's hands have a different temperature, have a different sensitivity, different temperatures. But the stomach of a baby, that's more uniform. Okay. Aval asur lekorvo ala eish lemakom shiachol itchamim shetehei yad soledet bo. But to bring it close enough where it's going to get yad soledet bo, that's asur. Afil aniach bo shak tana shetafuk tzinato asur. Even if you're putting it there just for a few minutes, just so that it warms up a little bit, but you're going to, of course, take it away before it gets hot, it's asur midarabanan, kevan shiyachol itbashal sham, since it could get hot, it could cook there, and you might leave it there and forget about it. Even an apple, orange, whatever, any kind of a fruit, that even if it's edible while it's still hot, while it's raw, you can't put it there because it could get, if it could reach Yatsuwaitapo, and that would be Bishop. All right, we'll stop.